This is JIS News. Coming up, 66% increase in FDI inflows. Finance Minister to head delegation to Washington, and JIPO partners with UWI to offer graduate program in intellectual property. The details after this message. Stay with us.
Testing microphone check. You see me? Yo! This is Tyrus Riley, singy, entertainer, artist, songwriter, musician. I stayed in school, and because I stayed in school, I learned how to read music, write music. You know what I mean? You need school to start before you go anywhere else. Let part help you achieve your goals. Music, we say, and school, we say.
Achieve your goals. Stay in school. A message from the Ministry of Labor and Social Security Program of Advancement through Health and Education, PATH.
Now the news. Foreign direct investments, FDI, into Jamaica swelled to $362 million last year, representing a 66% increase over inflows for 2011. The figure also represents steady growth since 2010. The information is contained in the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development's World Investment Report 2013, which was officially launched earlier this week at JAMPRO's New Kingston offices. JAMPRO Chairman Milton Samuda attributed the increase in FDIs to investments in major growth industries, which have been aggressively promoted, such as the business process outsourcing and tourism sectors.
We must remain vigilant in shaping and attracting the type of investments that will always augur best for our country's development. We still have much work to do to reach and to surpass our FDI levels in the pre-crisis years.
Mr. Samuda also noted that according to the report, for the first time ever, developing countries accounted for 52% of inflows, attracting more FDIs than developed countries. The Jamaica Intellectual Property Office, JIPO, will be working with the University of the West Indies to offer a graduate program in intellectual property IP. State Minister for Industry, Investment and Commerce, Sharon Folks-Abrams, says the initiative is aimed at equipping and empowering creative persons with the skills necessary to hone and manage their talents for wealth creation. She says the Mona Law School is the only institution offering a course on IP and the creative industries to participants from all over the world. Mrs. Folks-Abrams says this makes Jamaica a global hub for IP and the creative industries. The course will support the development of a curricula based on the development goals of Jamaica, targeting a wide cross-section of creative individuals. The initiative is being undertaken in cooperation with the World Intellectual Property Office, WIPO, Worldwide Academy. She adds that JIPO will be introducing a voluntary copyright registration system for all copyright works in digital format. This is in response to the needs of the creative sector for greater security in the registration of copyright works. Minister of Finance and Planning Dr. Peter Phillips will head a delegation to meet with financial institutions and rating agencies in New York and Washington on July 7. Members of the delegation will hold meetings in Washington with critical stakeholders and the U.S. Treasury to update them on the progress being made under the International Monetary Fund program. The group will also use the visit to determine how the entities can help support Jamaica in a tangible manner. The delegation will also travel to New York to meet with agents of the capital markets to update them on developments in the government's economic reform program and growth agenda. Other members of the team are Financial Secretary Devon Rowe, Governor of the Bank of Jamaica Brian Winter, Senior Director in the Ministry of Finance Pamela McLaren, and Special Advisor to the Minister Helene McIntosh. And registration for the Island-Wide Public Passenger Vehicle PPV Driver-Conductor Training Program will close on Sunday, June 30. The training program, which began on May 6, is a requirement under Road Traffic Regulations and the Transport Authority Act for obtaining PPV driver badges and conductor's licenses. Applicants who meet the June 30 deadline will receive training free of cost.
A new arrangement will be made come July 1, where persons who want to participate in the training program will be required to share the cost with the transport authority, and the training will then be delivered on a needs basis.
Communication and Customer Services Manager at the Transport Authority, Petrakeen Williams, speaking with JIS News. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.